Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
How many of you are happy to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, I tell you, truly is an honor and a privilege to get the opportunity to stand on a watch wall of faith for Jesus Christ today. I give all honor to my Lord and Savior for that. I just want to thank my wife today. She wanted to be here, but still battling some illness. She got up and cooked for me this morning, so that was good. I normally cook Sunday breakfast, but she said, babe, I'm going to cook for you this morning. I said, that's all right. And then thank Pastor Johnson for just giving me this opportunity. As you know, I can get pretty long-winded here, so my son's going to watch me back there. So let's just go ahead and stand. We're going to take a little short verse here coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to read 1 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And if you're there, say amen. Okay. It says, thou therefore, my son. Now this is Paul talking to Timothy here. Paul at this point is in a prison awaiting death. And he's talking to Timothy here. He said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, and the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Why? That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Let's pray. Father God, as once again we come just thanking you for this privilege and this opportunity to stand on the watch wall of faith for you. Lord, we ask right now that I decrease and you increase. We ask that your word go forth and we know it will not return void. So we thank you in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Wow. Many call this Paul's battle cry, because now Paul is in a prison awaiting death. You know, Paul faced many things out his life as a Christian. You know, he was imprisoned many times. He was shipwrecked. But this second time, he's going to die. You know, his first imprisonment, he was a political prisoner awaiting trial. You know, now he's a condemned criminal awaiting death. What a big difference. You know, he lived in a hired house his first time. I'm like, wow, that was pretty weird. But now he's huddled in a cold, damp dungeon awaiting death. During his first imprisonment, he was visited by many people. But now he is forsaken by all. But yet, even though he's in that prison, in that dungeon, he still is, you know, find hope in the Word of God. He still wants to encourage Timothy to stand on that watch wall of faith. And I like what he says here. He says, stand, he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, not in your own strength. Folks, we got to understand that our strength is nothing. We're nothing without Jesus Christ. So Paul was saying, hey, stand strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then I like what Paul also says here. He says, remember those things that you heard me among many witnesses. And then he tells him to teach them to faithful men. To teach them to faithful men. That's what we need to do, folks. We need to teach others the right way to lead people to Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul was saying here. Now, when you think of a soldier here, what is a soldier? I got my...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.